Good morning. I'm Raven Radio News Director Robert Woolsey, and I'm joined by...
Klaus Stopia, Sitka Sentinel Sports.
And Klaus, it's been a couple of weeks, and you might have some of the most exciting news.
I'm sure everyone heard about it like 5 seconds after the last pitch went over the plate, but the Sitka Lady Wolves are the Division II state softball champions.
Awesome. Division II is sometimes called small school?
Sometimes called small school, yeah.
But small schools, but big competition.
Small schools, big bats.
Yes.
And let's name who they are. There's eight seniors: Maya Dumog, Nyla Duncan, Avery Veron, Erin Blankenship, Abby Forrester, Calista Gallant, Kylie MacArthur, Taylor Helam, one junior, Bailey Pearson, three sophomores: McKenna Smith, Grace Harang, and Tamron Suarez, and one freshman, Chloe Morrison.
Nice.
And these tournaments are, I mean, it isn't you go up and play one game. I mean, you go up there and it's like an adult softball tournament. You're just playing every day until you're tired. And they start with a seeding games the first day on Thursday. And so Sitka beat Delta 12-7 and then Kodiak 12-4. And so then they get seeded in a tournament. There's six teams up there. So they're seeded and they got a bye because they won their two seeding games. So then on Friday they beat Homer 9-1. That was their only game on Friday. So on Saturday they beat Kodiak 13-12 in the morning to earn the title game. So they're sitting in the title game waiting for the other team from the other side of the bracket to come.
And is it a double elimination tournament?
It's a double elimination tournament. After they go through the seeding, it's a double elimination.
Okay, so they're 4-0 going into the title game.
Basically 4-0. So they wind up facing Ketchikan. And Ketchikan also, to get there, Ketchikan went through the seeding games, and they beat Homer 11-7 and Hutchinson 23-2. And then when the round robin started, Ketchikan lost to Kodiak 10-8 on Friday. So they had to beat Delta 14-10 to earn the right to get into Saturday. And then they beat Homer 9-1. And then they beat Kodiak again 14-8. So then they would face Sitka in that basically what would be a championship game if they win. Instead, Kodiak goes and, you know, goes all adult softball on them and puts 22 runs up and wins 22-9 against Sitka.
Okay.
So
they lost a game, but are they demoralized?
Not a bit. Talking to each of them after, they're like, we didn't care. We knew we were going to win. You know, it was just one of those fluke things they're saying. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's 22 runs. What's going on?
Yeah.
And yeah, sure enough, they come back and win the if necessary game, 11-3 for the state title.
And was that later on Saturday or was that played on Sunday?
Later on Saturday.
Okay.
Yep. So your wind up, they were done by almost 7 o'clock. You know, you're at the ball field all day. So the reason that there are so many runs piled up what I was told is the umpires were calling the zone real tight, meaning that if you're a pitcher, unless you wanted someone out, you know, you had to throw it straight down the middle of the plate or else you're going to be walking runs across. So
right. There
was a lot of hitting going on.
A lot of runners were getting on base from walks.
Yeah, a lot of excitement.
Okay.
And Maya Dumog and Abby Forrester were selected to the All-State tournament team. And then Wolves that earned players of the game. You know, each game someone was awarded the top player of the game. And Forrester won that twice. Dumog, Morrison, and Veron once. MacArthur and Blankenship got sportsmanship awards. And some of the coaches at the tournament, I called a few, and they also said, they mentioned that McKenna Smith, sophomore pitcher, and Tyler Gleason, the sophomore third baseman, they thought they should have been on all tourney too, and I thought that was interesting. Because basically Smith and Dumog pitched our shared pitching duties in every game at the tournament. So that's pretty incredible. And Gleason, you know, she's the starting third baseman, and the Wolves already are really strong defensively all across the board. You got Duncan, Dumog at short, whichever, and Pearson at second base, Morrison at first, MacArthur's behind the plate, you got Gallant in left, Forrester at center, and Veron at right. So you got a top field already, and you can't give everyone the all-tournament team. So for coaches to say that they thought these other two should have been on there, that's pretty cool.
Klaus, I have two dumb questions for you. dumb question number one is, do softball pitchers fatigue like baseball pitchers do? Can you pitch have heavy pitching responsibilities in two games on the same day as a softball pitcher?
Yeah, softball's a totally different animal. They have a different pitching criteria. You can actually leave a game and come back later in the game. They don't really have a pitch count per se. So it's kind of interesting. You'll see some top pitchers will, go a couple games in a row before
right.
they take a rest.
And they rely so much on that, inertial action of the windup and the delivery. I mean, it's just amazing to watch.
It's fun to take a picture of too.
Yeah, yeah. And my second dumb question is.
There's no dumb questions.
I wonder when you have a good defensive lineup. I know that sometimes coaches would just want to see the ball in play.
Yep.
And to sometimes spare a pitcher. Let's just,
And that's what, when you have umpires who are calling, a tight game, then you rely on your teammates. You rely on your defense to have your back.
Right.
You can't paint the corners as much as you want with your pitches. You got to put the ball in play. And it was pretty incredible to watch. I don't know if you saw Sitka all this season, but they're not afraid to let the ball get on the ground.
Well, it sounds like they put it all together in the second game, the what-if game, which is when it mattered most.
Yep. Yeah. Yes. And the team, of course, wanted to thank the community for their support and the coaches, Jill McCarty, Dan Gray, Chris Pearson, and Mindy Berry. And they also wanted to thank their former coaches that they had growing up, Bob Petruski, Gary Spurgeon, and Caitlin Henke. And an interesting side note, so I called a woman in Australia, Lismore, New South Wales, Australia, and her name is Beck Austin. Rebecca, and she lived here from 2005 to 2015 and coached most of this team in Little League and Junior League. And I got a quote from her, and she said, "If any group of girls was going to win state, it would be those girls because they are committed. They dig deep when the going gets tough. They each bring something special to the table that seems to complement what others are bringing, and they are just plain crazy."
To sum it all up.
To sum it all up.
And this is by no means a fluke. Sitka softball and the baseball team, which did not do as well this year, but yep. Sitka softball and baseball have been powerhouses in small schools for years.
A Southeast team has won the Division II every year since 2009. Thunder Mountain won last season over Ketchikan and over Juneau Douglas in the two successive seasons prior to that. And before this year, Sitka was at state in 2015, and they were the champs.
Right.
And all the schools played in one classification from 1996 to 2004. And Sitka won the inaugural small school title in 2005, and that was the year Juneau Douglas still won the large school that year. And then the Wolves won state titles in 2010, 11, 12, 13, and 15.
Those were the Bob Petruski years.
Yep.
I remember we did wrote a lot of headlines in those days about the Lady Wolves winning softball.
Yeah, and Ketchikan, they stayed in the small school at that breakup time too, and they were champs in 2007 and 2009, while JDS stayed in the large school. And they gathered three championships and one runner-up until they dropped down in 2014 to the small schools, and they beat Ketchikan for the title that year. So, and here's the interesting is Ketchikan graduates four seniors this year, JDHS 5, TMHS 4. So they're going to have some power coming back. We graduate 8. In the state tournament, Kodiak graduates 2, Hutchinson none, Homer 2, and Delta 5. So there's going to be a lot of incentive for the future. And speaking of the future, Sitka is going to host the Little League Major League, that's 10 and 12-year-olds, District 2 softball tournament July 2nd to 8th. And then they're going to host the major division districts July 15th to 23rd, and the state tournament July 26th to 31st, all those on Moeller Field.
Nice. So lots of baseball and softball happening this summer on Moeller Field. Klaus, we have just a few seconds left, but again, the boys, the baseball team didn't win the regional tournament here in Sitka. Ketchikan won that, and then Ketchikan lost to Wasilla.
They lost to Wasilla at the state tournament.
So. And then also in track and field, we weren't on the air the week following that, but I guess the Sitka Wolves took second and the Lady Wolves took third at state.
Had a great showing up there, and some top talent running. We didn't have any. Well, we had two relays that took individual championships, the boys 800 and the girls 4x400. Mm-hmm. The boys 4x800 and the girls 4x400. So Joey Badad set two new school records in the 100 and 200, and Jessica Davis set a new school record in the discus.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you keep track of it all for us in the Daily Sitka Sentinel. That's my mic drop right there. Okay, well, Klaus, we're not going to be on regularly during the summertime, but maybe we can catch up about some of these Little League tournaments and find out what's going on this summer.
Yeah, let's do that. Little League Big Hearts.
Okay. Right? Until then, I'm Robert Woolsey, KCAW News Director.
And I'm Klaus Stopia at Sitka Sentinel.
And you've been listening to Sentinel Sports
on Raven Radio.